probably not going to get rich from your book. Not many people do. That's just not really what happens. But your book will become your best business card because there's a level of authority that comes with, here's my book, this book I wrote.
Welcome to Small Business BS, the podcast designed to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit through thought-provoking ideas and actionable business strategies. Each week, entrepreneurs Adam Whitmer and Jeff Gargis dive into creative marketing hacks, proven sales methods, and clever growth strategies. Get ready to unlock the full potential of your business with insights that are both fun and impactful. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Gargis and Adam Whitmer.
Welcome to episode 20 of the Small Business BS Podcast. I'm Adam Whitmer, and I'm here with my co-host, Jeff Gargis. In today's episode, we're going to go full BS and talk about a topic that maybe won't relate to every small business owner, but it's a topic on writing a book. And I know a lot of business owners, myself included, Jeff, you included, we always have had this passion to write a book about our business, about our trade, our industry, and our skill. And so we're going to explore this topic because I know a lot of listeners out there probably either thought about it, writing a book, or possibly by the time we get done with this episode, Jeff, should think about it. So that's the topic we're going to explore today. Now, Jeff, could you set us up a bit on where you kind of want us to go in this episode on writing a book? Probably not a fiction book, right? That's what you're thinking? Or what are you thinking?
Probably not. You know, as we were kind of chatting really briefly, as we've explained before, typically the preparation, if that's the word you can use, that Adam and I do is a quick like, well, what do you want to talk about today? And then we have an idea and we'll just talk like really briefly about, well, we can go here, we can tie here, da da da, and then we'll just kind of see where it goes. And I think that's where the BS part comes in. I think that works. But I was thinking as we're getting ready to hit record that I think obviously we're going to talk definitely more on the nonfiction side of things. However, I do think there are some benefits, even, you know, if you go into the fiction side too. And I think we can touch on those as we get into some of the benefits that are just in general for writing and writing a book in particular. So I think we'll go there, but I think it's definitely most likely more of a book around whatever your industry, your niche is, your specialty, your authority, that type of thing is definitely the focus of this for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And so I think a good place to start would be to talk about the benefits. Like how could writing a book benefit a small business? And so for me, I've got a couple of thoughts, and I'm actually in the process of doing this. For me, it's more a labor of love. It's something that has been a passion of mine. I'm writing a book called The Buyer-Centric Small Business. And that's the title is really focusing on the buyer more than the customer. And you know, the working tagline I have for this is a simple roadmap to more sales, faster growth, and repeat customers. So I'm in the process of finalizing this. The book will be out at some point. But for me, I see it as a way for me to become an expert. And I've done a lot of public speaking over the years, and I have found that I have a difficult time talking on a subject or speaking publicly on a subject without first writing on the subject. And so the way that I learn best and the way that I become solidified in a topic that I then can explain to other people is to write on it first. And so for me, that's why I've done a lot of writing over the years, is because I'm able to develop frameworks and thought processes in the writing process that I then can pivot and utilize in the speaking process. So to take that to really any industry, if you're interested in, using a book to leverage for your business, you could go two routes. You could either, number one, try to be an expert in your industry and lead other businesses in your industry, or you could just be an expert in your topic and be that go-to resource for customers. And I think that's where most people go. And I've seen financial advisors write books where they're writing the book as a resource. It's really a helpful resource for a reader who then at the end of the book says, I just need to take this to the next level. I'm going to hire this guy as my financial advisor because he obviously has thought about this. He's in the same mindset and direction of where I want to go. And so what it does is it essentially establishes a business owner and subsequently their business as the expert in the topic of the book. Now, of course, Jeff, it wouldn't make any sense for me as, you know, somebody who is building a business strategy school to write a book about Little League baseball or softball. It wouldn't correlate. But if I had a softball blog where I was talking about coaching and practice techniques and drills and all of that, writing the book gives me that expertise, which I think you can piggyback on here with a saying that somebody had once told you on how that book can benefit you.
Yes, it was interesting. I love your take of the fact that like when you speak a lot, because you do speak a lot, but the fact that you like to write first, which is interesting. I'm similar. I don't know if I knew that about us, but that is my first reason was going to go to the business card thing, which I'll touch on, and like the authority and all that. But like the idea that the process of writing a book, it's a process that requires you to go dig deeper and to go learn. Even if you're already an expert on it and you're very experienced in it and you've got a long career, or whether you're brand new at it or whatever it might be, the process of writing a book, because you want to make sure it's good information, that you're fact checking yourself, that you're getting sources if you need to, or whatever. Like the digging into it, I think, is such a learning experience that's super powerful. And that wasn't where I was going to go first. So I love that you went there. What you're alluding to is our publisher. So I wrote a book, I actually co-authored a book with three other folks called Teach Better, obviously with our Teach Better name. It was a combination of all four voices and a combination of our journey to this Teach Better mindset, but then also diving into it. It's for educators. We were fortunate enough to work with a publisher in the education space, Dave Burgess, and Dave's a brilliant educator who is now a highly sought after, for over a decade now, highly sought after speaker and best-selling author and stuff. But he told us through the whole process that one thing he told us is like, you're probably not going to get rich from your book. Not many people do. That's just not really what happens. But your book will become your best business card, because there's a level of authority that comes with, here's my book, this book I wrote. And I think that is one of the first things that I'd say was a benefit for you. And you kind of alluded to this, right? If I am trying to be an authority figure, an expert in a professional and insert whatever industry or niche you have, writing the book shows your potential customers and audience that you are an expert in it because you did the work and you have enough to say that filled a book and was quality enough for a book. It also allows them to get something and dive really deep into it. You know, you don't typically aren't going to dive nearly as deep into it with a blog post or video, right? Our attention spans are not the same on a website or in a post on social media or whatever, or even a video, as they are when we get into a book, right? As we're reading into. So you can really take them a deep dive. So you can really build your authority as an expert and as someone that they should listen to. And I think that is a huge piece of the value, right? It is the best business card you've got, because when you hand that over, not only do they get a sense of, okay, this is someone who this is legit. Adam's not messing around. This is a book, right? It isn't even a business card. It's a book. Like, he puts time and effort in one, but also obviously he knows what he's talking about. And then also now I can actually read it and truly dig in and really learn and really get, really just dive deep into what you have to say. And to your point, at the end of it, as long as your book is good, of course, like, I'm really likely to be like, okay, like, I'm in. Like, I believe what this person is saying, and I'm going to, if it's something that I need, I'm probably going to go to this person now. And so I think that's a huge advantage to it. I do, though, also love the fact that, yeah, you're going to learn a lot about what you already probably know a lot about by going through this process. The process of the research, but also the reflecting on you, like on your journey, on your what you do know, on your practices, on your mistakes, all these things, like the reflection process is super powerful in that learning as well, which I know you're going through right now. We literally talked about some stuff, like you've been reviewing your book. So like you're like in like the fourth stage of the reflection piece, right? Because you've already done all the writing. Now you're reflecting on all the writing you did, and you're kind of going back through it. So I want to flip it back to you. Like, where's that? Like, I don't know if we're ready for this or not. Are we ready to kind of move into the process at all? Or do we want to touch more on like the pros?
I think so. I think that, you know, to reflect on what you said, you know, it is something that I love that a book provides you as the expert. But not only does it provide you as an expert, what it does also is it builds your confidence. And the reason it builds your confidence is because you have to dot all those I's and cross all those T's. You have to make it airtight and essentially answer all the questions that you have while you're writing the process and that a reader would have as well. And so, you know, like you said, Jeff, I was mentioning before we started that one of the things I'm doing right now is I'm trying to do a final edit of my book, and I'm walking through and we're sitting here talking right before we're recording this podcast. And I'm in this process of talking about entry points into how buyers or customers find your business. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do that. And I broke it down into categories. And one of the categories I forgot, which I know I've mentioned in the book, but I didn't break it down, was writing. And so, you know, a book is a way that people can discover you and find you. And so now I'm going to have to go back and add a seventh piece or incorporate it in to make sure I cover that, because I'm trying to make it airtight, dot all those I's and cross all those T's. But, you know, one of those benefits that comes out of dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's is confidence. And so you're positioning yourself as a leader, but you're also building that confidence in yourself to know that you know what you're talking about. When you spend 4, 6, 8 months, 2 years to write a book on a specific topic, you start to understand that you do know what you're talking about. And I know a lot of business owners do struggle with imposter syndrome. And when you write a book on a topic, it forces you to build that expertise that gets you over that. So I think, Jeff, that does kind of finish the conversation on the benefits, but so we can move into the process of writing it if you'd like to do that.
I do, but let me, I want to go just add on to something you said, because you talked about like the writing process in general and stuff. And something that I think another pro is if you're in a business and in a sense that you are creating and pushing out content on a regular basis, right? So this is more for our online folks, but also hopefully if you're not a quote unquote online business, you can still be creating content and stuff to drive traffic to your website and to your business. But if you're doing any kind of blogging, social media, video, anything like that, I always say this. It's been interesting. So in our Educator Club community, in our mastermind stuff over there, several of the people that have come into our mastermind stuff, sort of the start of their process of being a teacher to now being a teacher who also has a side hustle, was writing a book. And that book doing well enough to where it opened some doors for them. And I've had this conversation so many times where they're like trying to go through the process. They're starting to write emails. Maybe they're building a newsletter. They're creating social media posts to this, and they're getting on this content block. And I'm like, you wrote a book. You've already done all the creative work of the content. You can now pull dozens upon dozens upon dozens of ideas and topics from that book, quotes from that book. Ideas that you can even go even deeper into a very specific thing. You can retell the stories in a different way, in a different kind of reflection. You can take that topic you talked about and expand on it because maybe you've learned more. Like you've done so much with the content that your book gives you an almost endless amount of content. I'm not talking about content that is meant to promote the book necessarily, although it can and it will if you do it that way. I'm just talking in general. The creative process that pours into a book can set you up to not have to use that creative energy for a while if you need to. Like your book is a great example, Adam, with your business school that you're building and stuff, is you put in so much of the work already of the creative and the lessons and the value that you want to share with your audience and potential future customers that really, you just got to go back to the book a whole bunch and pull them out again, right? And a lot of it's going to be already ready to go, but then you can just expand on stuff. And so I think that's just another pro there from like a content marketing standpoint and a social media standpoint and stuff like that. So I just want to note that. But now, if you want to move now into the process, we can definitely go there as well.
Yeah, I think that's good. And you know, there's going to be some people who've been thinking about doing it, and others who haven't thought about doing it. So I think it's important to talk about the process, because I'd like to end this episode too, Jeff, with reasons why you shouldn't write a book. Is a huge labor of love. It takes a ton of work. And like you said, you should not expect to make any money on a book. Unfortunately, it's just, that's not how book publishing works. It can be a great lead. It can be a great tool to set you up as an expert, but you shouldn't be expecting to make money on the book. And so for the amount of work, it's not going to be worth it for some people. But the process of writing a book, I think the most important thing in writing a book is to have a topic that resonates with your customers. If you're intending this book to be a benefit for your business, it really needs to be a topic that benefits your customers and really solves a problem that they have or a regular issue that your customers are dealing with. So whether it's, you know, if you're selling, if you're a drill expert where you sell drills, you could talk about the different types of holes that people need to put in different types of materials. And then you're helping people who need to put a hole in the wall to understand what they're going to be up against for the different types of challenges. And for example, I'm building a house. I'm not building it myself, but my wife and I are having a house built. And you know, one of the things that has been interesting for me is seeing all of the, the rough-ins that are happening in the house where they put the framing up, then they do all the plumbing and the wiring. And, it's been interesting because in the past when we've owned homes, we just freely just drill into walls to hang things up. And, my wife is more of let's just try it and see if we hit a stud. If not, we'll move over. And, I use a stud finder and try to make sure I'm on the stud. But one of the things we found in building the house is our plumber actually ran a pipe through the studs because he put the pipe in the wrong place in the middle of the floor. And instead of digging up the floor, he just ran the pipe through the studs. And then I'm starting to think if I drilled a hole right here, I would literally burst the pipe. And so what they do is they end up putting up a plate that blocks the screw from going in and makes it difficult for the screw to penetrate the pipe. And so if I'm somebody who's writing about drills, I would be explaining all of those things, all of those challenges for all the different surfaces you would be wanting to put a hole into. And so, in writing a book, that having that topic is so important to make sure that it resonates with your customers and solves a problem that they have that your business can solve. And so it would set you up on the expert. So I think that's the biggest thing is finding that topic first. And then for me, it was a matter of just bulleting out how I wanted to approach that, thinking through in bullets, where would I want somebody to start? Where would I want to take them? And then breaking it down into bite-sized pieces to write. So that's kind of been my process. And I'm sure, Jeff, you've got things to add to that as well, since you've done this a bit more than I have.
Yeah, I think I do. And I think I'll try to take the same approach. So my process, obviously, my experience was a little bit different than yours. A couple of reasons. One, I had three co-authors, but also we worked with a publisher. Now, thankfully, they're amazing and like super, we had full control over everything. They were just there to help and guide and be a part of it. But yeah, like is the topic, right, folks? The idea of making sure the topic's relevant, that you're drilling into it. And I think for us, it was, I'm trying to connect to the drill reference, right? So for us, the holes, the type of holes you might need to drill and focus on that, like for us, was the practices and both on a mindset shift, but also an instructional shift for teachers to fit into what we call the Teach Better mindset. And that is kind of twofold, both in a mindset and then an instructional mindset of always better every day, right? Which is pretty simple, pretty basic. But then the Teach Better mindset and the instructional practices is progressive practices that are focused on students' mastery of learning and stuff like that. So like, I agree, like the idea of like, what's the overarching theme and sort of if you can really get to what am I hoping that someone walks away with after reading this book, right? Whether that's a feeling or a actual lesson learned or lessons learned, I think that's the key, and kind of go big picture to start with your topic. And then to your point, then from there you drill down, right? So I'm going to keep going back to your drill thing. Like, so if what I'm hoping that someone walks away with that is I'm hoping someone walks away with the confidence to go do the project that they need to do that involves drilling, whatever it is. That's really basic, right? And so then from there, it's like, okay, well, what do they need in order to walk away with that confidence? Well, I'm going to tell them about this. I'm not talking about maybe about drill bits or different drills and the torque and all that. I'm also going to talk about different type of wood you might go into or other surfaces and that whole plate thing you mentioned, maybe some of the tactics for protecting plumbing and wire and stuff. So now you're starting to like, you don't even know, but you're starting to outline your book in a sense, not really necessarily an outline, but brainstem and mind map your book of like, okay, what are all the things I need to talk about so that they can walk away with this thing, right? And that's where you start. And I stop me if I'm going beyond, but like, that's now when you start really start like figuring out, okay, what do I actually have to write now? Because now you're going to start figuring out chapters. And go, okay, well, these three things kind of go together. And that's really under this idea. Ooh, there's a chapter or a section or whatever, right? And I don't know how you went about it, Adam, because I obviously, like, before you started writing this book, you've written a lot because you've done a lot of writing and, you know, for blogs, videos, stuff. But obviously your primary business with your compliance cohort, like, not the same type of writing, but like, there's probably stuff somewhere that you've written. I know you've written a lot in the past too. For us, one of the things that we did is we went, okay, we have this end goal that we want people to walk away with. And now we've kind of come up with all these little ideas that we need to touch on or dive into in order for them to be able to go out, you know, exit from reading this book with this end result. Let's go look at what we've already done and see what's there. So we grabbed blog posts and all this stuff. And what we did, because there's four of us, we had like a primary blog, Google Doc, and then it linked off into a whole bunch of other docs. So like Chad would have a, you know, had a section where it was like, hey, Chad, you're writing this. And here's this blog you did on that 4 years ago that has some cool info in it. And you can use that as like a starting point. Not obviously we weren't just going to leave it in there, but it lets Chad go, oh, okay. Oh, all right, I'm actually just going to space down here, write a whole lot more about those three lines I started the blog, and now you start building. So if I can get more into the process of looking what you've already written, that could be posts on social media, it can be blogs, it can be videos you've done, it can be times that maybe you've been on a podcast or whatever. Obviously, if you haven't done any of that, great, then just start writing. But is that the process you took, Adam, or was it completely different?
That's a great question. It was a combination. I had started a blog years ago with business concepts and ideas. And I kind of got on the topic that relates to my book a bit, as far as the buyer's journey. And so I had written about that a couple of different times and really related it to my son's Taekwondo journey of him discovering his Taekwondo studio. And, you know, we didn't think he'd be interested at all, but they had such a good process of pulling him in that he spent 5 years in Taekwondo and became a second degree black belt. And that was really what kind of opened the doors for me. Now I had to rewrite that, but that was kind of the basis of the book. And in fact, the first iteration of the book was really going to be just for Taekwondo studios. but then I felt that was too niche and that's not really what I do. I'm not a Taekwondo person, but I felt this process could work for any business. And it really can as I started exploring it. So there were parts of it that I did pull into, but I also found, you know, just like you, it was much easier to write in bite-sized chunks. So I really do think that writing short articles first, like a blog or other articles, is a great way to begin. I really don't feel that writing a book should be the first introduction into writing if you've not written before, because it's important to make sure that you enjoy writing before you begin, because there's so many different pieces.
Adam, I'm going to interrupt you. I want to interrupt you because I don't know if you were going to hone in that, but I want to make sure we hone in it because that's such a valid and such an important point. If you don't like writing, don't write a book, right?
Right.
If you're not, like, that's really important. Like, we've had an episode on this, but it's like, this is not the episode for you if you don't like writing. So I love that you met, and I apologize for interrupting, but this is the BS part, right? So like, that's really important, right? Because none of this episode is for you if you're like, dude, writing is just not for me. Like, I don't like it at all. Now, if you enjoy writing, but you're scared to write a book, that's different. Now the episode's for you. But yeah, I think that's so, like, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I don't know if you were going to, but like, I think that's such an important piece is, and you were talking about like the write in the blog, because that's what we did too. And that's what you're talking about here. So like, that's super crucial. So I don't care that I interrupted you, Adam. Like, get over it. I think it was an important point. So I'm sorry. I wanted to go in there and then go ahead and finish your point if you were going somewhere, or did I just ruin it?
Well, no. I think it's a good segue into closing this out, because we're okay, at the cool, point good, good. Now where I think it's a good time to start wrapping this episode up.
Yeah,
and what I've written down is a couple of reasons not to write a book. So I think it's important. You know, there's a lot of reasons to want to write a book. Some of us just have this passion to do it. We realize it can be a business card. It can set us up as an expert. But what are some reasons we should not write a book? Well, the first reason I had down was to make money. You should not write a book expecting to make money. That's the reality of it is, if you start to look into it, you're not going to make enough money to justify the time in writing the book. If you're a business owner, you can make so much more money by focusing on the areas of your business that are making the most money. Take the low-hanging fruit. Whatever makes the most money for you, spend that time making more money. So that's the first reason not to write a book. Another reason is what we kind of just talked about, Jeff, is to become a writer. If you hate writing, there's no reason to write a book. If you hate writing, because there are so many better ways to market your business. If you enjoy video, do video. If you enjoy hiring it out and having somebody else do it, hire it out and have somebody else do your marketing. Book is one way you can market your business, but it's not the only way. And then finally, I think another reason to not write a book is to have more free time. Writing a book is a significant commitment. If you spend 2 hours a day writing a book, how many months do you think it would still take you, Jeff, to write full-size book? 2 hours a day.
If you assume those 2 hours are super productive, like that could still take you, I mean, months assumption. And months. That's a big assumption. Can you get a book done in a few months? Yeah, you could if you're just a natural writer and you got a lot to say and you're really, really disciplined. But I mean, I'm trying to think of ours. Like a buddy of mine or two colleagues of mine just wrote a book and released, and they did it insanely fast. And I think the process they had, I think they wrote it in like it was less than 6 months. But there's two of them who have both written books in the past, extremely disciplined, insane experts on the topic, very clear vision that they put a lot of work in first. So their writing was that's really quick. I think they got the book out in like 12 months, which is really, really fast. Especially if you work on a publisher, like it's going to take a lot longer than that. But yeah, I'm trying to think, like ours was 6 months, I think. And it was four of us. So like, right. I'm going to write a quarter of it. You know what I mean? Now there's a little more, there's some organizational and logistics things that do make it harder when you have not necessarily harder, but more complicated when you have a co-author letter thing. But like, how long have you written yours? Like the actual writing process? Cause you're in the editing and everything like that now, which is a big process. But
yeah, so when I first started writing it 7.5 years ago, I literally started 7.5 years ago. I was getting up in the morning doing about 2 hours a day. I did that for about three months, and I wrote the first draft of my manuscript and realized that I hadn't planned it out good and sat on it for a long time. About a year ago or a little over a year ago, I decided to finally dive back into it. I had tried to rewrite it a couple years ago, and so I had made some changes and had some help with some editing. But then a year ago, I really started diving into it. So I've been working on this process now for a year. Now I did take a couple of breaks in between, a break between writing and editing, and then a break between editing and final editing and rewrites. And so it is a free time killer.
You're on the long side of the process, but also I want to note, obviously, like you were full time and building a side hustle at the point when you were in there. Right. Then your side hustle became your full time hustle. Like there was a lot going on, but that's definitely a longer. It isn't necessarily going to take you 7 years, but I think what that highlights is it can take a long time, and I think. We're not going to get into it now. I think, you know, we were segueing into, and I think maybe a future episode, we can dive into some of the after the writing process logistics, because there's a whole lot there too. If this is a topic that interests you, if you're listening, you can let us know that like you want us to go further, and we can talk about the process of the editing process. And you mentioned edited and final editing. There's also like editing for structure and also editing for just your typical grammar and punctuation, stuff like that. But there's like a lot of different editing. There's the outlining of the book. There's a structure and how you get it done. There's the processes for how you actually find those 2 hours or those 30 minutes or whatever and get it done. The how do you go through and edit and cut sections, and what kind of, you know, where should your word count be? And then you get into cover design and inside design. And then, oh wait, how do I publish this thing? Do I self-publish? Do I go with a small publisher? Do I pitch it to big? There's all those things. We could do at least another episode, if not multiple, if this isn't a topic that hits. But I think this is a good stopping point. I love the three reasons. I think that was a great way to end it. If you don't like writing, don't do it. But I also think it's the note of like we talked about all the positives and how it can be a really good thing for your business. But it's also to your point, it's not the only way. So it doesn't, you don't have to do this by any means. So I think it was important to focus on those three things. So I think that's a great way to end it, dude, if you agree.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I did mention my book. So if anybody's interested, I don't know, since I'm on the long-term plan, it may not be
out. It's been 7 years. It'll be out in 2032, 33.
But if you want to get on the wait list, if it's not out yet, and I am committing to getting it out here as soon as possible. But
I thought you were going to give us a date there. Out, I thought we had a date, but we didn't.
If it's out or not out, either way, you can get on the wait list or find more information about it at buyercentricbook.com. That's where the book's at. It's about the buyer-centric small business at buyercentricbook.com. So anything else you want to add, Jeff, before we
wrap? I will add that I've read the book and it is good. Well, I've read the first, but I don't know what edit you're on now, but one of them I read and it's good.
Yeah, it's a legit
quality book, and I hope everyone listening knows by now that I wouldn't just say that to make you feel good, because I don't care, but it is actually a good book. So it'll be fun, and I'm excited to dive into it a little bit. We talked about doing some episodes around the book and the lessons in the book when we get a little bit closer, so that's gonna be exciting too. So nothing to add here. JeffGargas.net is where we can go for stuff from me, or JeffGargasSpeaks.com or TeachBetter.com or just Small Business BS, whatever.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, that's all
very
we have.
Precise and thought out answer.
Exactly. So that's a wrap for this episode of the Small Business BS podcast. For more information on this episode and other episodes, go to smallbusinessbs.com. Until next time, have fun, be strategic, and get out there and grow your business. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Small Business BS podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow entrepreneurs. Until next time, keep thinking big and taking action in your business, one step at a time.